This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States vetoes an Arab-backed UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tuesday's vote was 13-1 with the UK abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace.
The U.S. is pushing its own temporary ceasefire resolution and defending its veto.
This is not, as some members have claimed, an American effort to cover for an imminent ground incursion.
Julie Walker, New York.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The World Food Program said on Tuesday it has to pause deliveries of food to isolated northern Gaza because of increasing chaos across the territory, hiking fears of potential starvation. Entry of aid trucks into the besieged territory has sharply declined by more than half the past 2 weeks, according to UN figures. The U.S. will announce a major package of sanctions against Russia later this week over the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny and the 2-year Ukraine war anniversary, President Joe Biden said on Tuesday.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
The White House says the package will hold Russia accountable for what happened to Mr. Navalny and for its actions over the course of the war in Ukraine, without providing details on the sanctions measures. The United States already has issued a wide array of sanctions related to Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. This is VOA.